Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
SansPants Radio, owlbears would die in nature.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table singing elven ballads, but that is exactly what we're doing today. Welcome to episode 6 of D&D is for Nerds. I'm Joel Zammit, going to be playing Leo Shadow, the gorgeous Ali Kathleen playing Ainsley Foggy Feather.
Hi guys!
And of course the quite grotesque Jackson playing Criff Pom Pom Criff.
Yeah.
And always with us, our illustrious DM, Adam Court Mischief.
No, guys.
Shut up, Adam! Previously on D&D is for Nerds. Oh boy, just little old me.
Wizardy wizard. He falls over and dies.
Yeah!
What were we meant to be here? What was our mission?
Well, there's one more door. Maybe the answer's through here.
Your light cannot pierce the darkness.
Each chug a floating potion.
You create a bizarre conga line of floating idiots.
That'd be so nice if I didn't just have my head caved in like a pancake.
You see that guy from the tavern standing there?
And he's just... I knew he was dodgy.
Kill the wolf, guys. I'm going to wear its pelt.
I wouldn't say that.
Uh-oh. He's going to kill you and wear your pelt.
Guys, you're the wolf's gone.
Yeah,
the wolf's
gone. Right. The night.
All right.
Okay. Back to sleep?
back to bed.
We're going to go back to bed.
The rest of your trip goes without incident, and you get back into Edgegate. So, I guess Town Guard first.
Town Guard?
Yeah.
Guard Hall or whatever?
Let's try and sell this head.
There's like a guard, a guard at the gate, though. You could talk to him even if you wanted to.
Criff Pom Pom, here you go.
Champ. How you doing? Criff Pom Pom, Criff. sort of wizard. I heard you had some trouble with Wandering Norton. Heard he was hassling.
Wandering.
Semantics, mate.
Not really, it's his name.
What's his name? Is he a wanderer?
Semantics, the guard begins to school you. Semantics is the discussion of words and their meanings. This is just a name.
Find another guard. Cheers, mate. wait,
he says as you leave. We need to get into proper pronunciation.
Oh my god, none of that guy. Next closest guard we see.
Okay, yeah, there's probably like another one like just past the gate.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
We got Wandering Norton.
We heard there's a local wizard that just don't mention the name.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
We got him. We got his head.
Oh.
Somebody
you?
Mentioned
that's kind of morbid, he says.
I don't know how else we were going to prove it to you. Judgy?
Yeah, like, what?
How else? What do you propose?
Yeah, why? We could have just said we killed him. Like, what do you want?
You anyway, here it is. Somebody says something about a bounty.
Doesn't look like anything to me.
Nah, it's his head.
No, have another
that could
look.
Be anyone's head, mate. Actually, you could be guilty of murder if that's anyone's head.
It's Norton's head.
We got it from his body.
You're unsure of whose head it is.
Like, wait.
Hang on, wait.
Wait, hang on.
Is this Norton's head?
I'll take you to the guard, Captain.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
You're a champ.
They take you to the castle. At the castle gates, I guess he must have been alerted before because he's just ready there to meet you guys. The guard captain stands at the gate, and he's like this gruff older gentleman. He got like bags under his eyes. He looks like a cop who's just spent too much time on the force. Yeah,
so he's one day left.
Yeah, he looks like he's a couple days off retirement, and he just wants a quiet retirement.
That's the best. G'day.
I've got some news for you,
Criff Pom Pom Criff. Sort of wizard. Wandering Norton, a hassle for this town. Not anymore. Because we three,
killed
got his head for
him.
You. Killed him.
Killed him dead.
Mate, show the head.
He's dead.
As he leans over and he like pulls the, like he opens the eyelid so he can see the eyes.
Of course.
Well, it's hard to tell, but he has the same eye color. I don't know.
You could send dudes to check, you'd find his
you
body
will find
with
a
head.
Headless body
I'll give
over
you 50
there.
Gold.
50 gold.
50 gold.
He was a wizard and he was an
asshole.
Was
so hard on you, poor people of black.
Iron Gate something.
Gate? Black
Edgetown.
March?
Edgetown. Edgetown, guys.
You guys just sound like whiny little shits right now to him. Oh my god, how much do you want?
100 gold.
Yeah, that'll do us.
I'll give you 80, he says.
Done.
All right.
It was more than halfway. It was more than you gave 15 gold for a shower that we didn't get, which could have had 15 nights accommodation. 80 gold, I'm putting it in the bank.
85 gold, and you leave tonight.
Whoa!
Nah. Why you gotta be so hassle, man?
Yeah. I just want a quiet retirement, guys.
We just killed this wizard for you. Now you want us to leave? You're rude.
How much to leave?
What?
How much to leave?
400 gold.
You can stay the night. He walks back into the keep.
That's what I thought.
80 gold.
Damn. Another guard comes over and he gives you the money.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to...
He walks with a limp. He's so tired. This guy is done.
Is there anyone else you need killed?
He doesn't respond. One of the other guards says, there's no other like current bounties. Oh. You might want to check with...
Where's like the local wizarding order?
There's like a wizard's tower a bit out of town, like maybe an hour's walk out of town.
Is there like an academy? Like a
There is, but the nearest one is like months, possibly a year's travel away.
Yeah, all right, cool. We'll just gotta go.
Fuck that. Let's go shopping.
Hang on, before that, I just want to show we still got that map of the Norton's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go sell
let's
that.
Let's go sell that.
All right. We chuff into the tavern.
Okay. Do you go to the same tavern you got the one in?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Now look for a bunch of adventurers.
Yeah. We scout for adventurers, Adam.
Okay. Ainsley?
Yes.
Yeah. You see like a light. Shush. You see like a likely group of people in one of the corners.
It's are they
like
younger than us?
How old are you?
Well.
28 million. No, I don't know. Like,
I don't know. Do they look stupid than
us? Half elves live pretty long.
Okay, late 50s. Wait.
Do they look 50s? More yeah, heroic cool. than us?
Do they look stupider?
Well, there's four of them. They're sitting around the table. They've got a map laid out on the table. It's not, before you ask, it's not the same one.
Somebody's mass manufacturer. It's a scam.
Well, your one was correct. They look like they're just going over it, making plans. One of them is like this big, buff-looking fighter type. Mm-hmm. Another one's like a delicate-looking mage elf. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a halfling who's like his eyes every now and then dart around the room, like scanning it for anyone. And then finally, like a sullen dwarf with armor as well.
Yeah, cool. They seem pretty gullible.
Chuff on over to them and just place our map smack bang in the middle of their map.
You approach them, and as you do, the halfling, like at the table, leaps onto the table, concealing their map with his body. He like lies casually, like
then
you know.
Put the map on his body.
It's like just ignore him. Do we have a deal for you? Place it on top of the
just,
halfling.
Just like, go for the top of the halfling because he's little.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do we have a deal for you? Fuck this map. You want this treasure.
So much treasure.
Like, there is so much bounty to be had there. We've already killed the Grand Wizard, but there
there's
is
a
some...
demon in there.
There is something...
Jackson, your opening... with your thing, your opening thing is, we've already taken all the gold, but there might be something left.
Oh, no, guys. Oh, boy.
Oh, Jack, you fucked up.
I feel like the kind of thing where the moment that gets out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, no.
Try and sell it a bit more. Try and sell it a bit more. You guys look like good heroes, adventurers. There's a demon that needs to be smoted.
The dwarf, like, leans across and looks at your little map. Demon, you say, he says.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah, it's a demon. A pushover.
They give each other, like, significant looks. They're not trying to hide this from you, but they're like having like a non-verbal conversation. You get what
can
I mean?
Can we try and pick up on what they're getting?
Yeah, you can try to. All right, it's hard though because they're like, it's something.
If I don't pick up on it, I'm just going to ask.
It's obviously something they know that you guys don't. You probably just have to ask.
Okay, yeah, I'd be like, what are we talking about? What's the glances, guys?
Just the demon, says the dwarf.
Our demon?
This demon? In this map?
Yes, we think it might be something to do with us.
Oh,
well, we'll sell you the map.
Are you demons?
I'll give you 10 gold for the map.
10 gold, get out of town.
20 gold.
40 gold.
17
gold.
We
paid 300 gold.
You've already cleared this dungeon out. 10
gold. No, we have no.
We've only cleared out most of it.
We got scared. after we encountered
there
a wolf.
There is a dark room.
They're not really believing you on this one.
Right, 20 gold, that's it, Dan.
Right, 20 gold, deal. All right, you got a deal, mate.
10 gold.
20 gold.
You said 20 gold. I'm pretty sure you said 20 gold. I heard 20 gold. Did you hear 20 gold?
I heard 20 gold.
We heard 20 gold.
Pretty sure you heard 20 gold.
10 gold.
21 gold.
Well, what do you mean, wait? What
20
do you mean?
Gold and I'll throw in a dead snake.
12 gold and you get away from us right now.
Wait, wait, what do you mean this demon's got something to do with you?
We think it's a demon we're hunting.
What?
We think it's a demon we're
well,
hunting.
Well, then 30 gold.
A demon what?
That they're a hunting. Demon we're hunting.
Pick up your ears, little boy.
Yeah, Allie was yelling at
you. You're like below desk level.
Yeah,
what the hell are we talking about?
Guys.
There's the halfling like up on the one and he can hear it fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, why are you hunting a demon?
Because it's the right thing. They look confused. They look genuinely confused.
Like
it's the right thing to do.
They want to hunt this demon.
So you put
guys.
Yourself in. All right. Yeah. Look, you know what? Okay. 20
different strokes.
20 gold. 20 gold.
12 gold.
20 gold.
20 gold.
Oh, no. 20 gold and I'll give you a potion to jump. That's a deal you're not going to find anywhere else.
Yes. And a cat.
20 gold potion of 20
a
gold.
A cat does not look
potion
pleasant.
Jump and a cat.
A semi slime
map.
Oh, well, yeah, we want your map.
No.
Oh.
A potion of jump. Yeah, sure.
Cool.
As we 20 trade, gold.
20 gold potion of jump and the map.
Done.
Done.
As we trade, I want to do a sleight of hand and steal their map
and then run.
It's going to be a rough check.
Just
like,
give it a go,
on
Zab,
the table,
faith in
and
you.
They're watching it. Okay, so you make the trade.
We're such jerks.
We're an evil party.
You like no. You're just underneath the table and you reach your hand up on top of the table and like slowly start dragging it. And you just hear this big, heavy metal gauntlet slam down on the table. I'd get going if I were you, lad.
All right, let's go.
All right, fuck it. Let's jump. Yeah. Let's go
shopping. That is such a tough check.
Oh boy, I was so tempted to just drink a potion of jump, grab their thing and bounce away.
You guys just don't know what a potion of jump does.
Nope.
I'm like, surely it just makes me bouncy like Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. Jump
it gives you just like a bonus to your jump skill.
Oh,
all right. Fair enough. Oh, that's still kind of good.
Okay, you step out of the tavern into the bright day sun. And you feel like a little bit that, you know, the world's your oyster. You've got a lot of money now.
Let's go shopping.
We have 591 gold pieces, 708 silver pieces, and 7 copper pieces.
How much gold, sorry?
591.
Yeah, I gave you guys way too much gold.
Yep.
Yeah!
Let's go buy an elephant.
I wanna buy, I wanna look fancy, Adam.
Can we buy
a
lot?
You'll get, yes,
invest in stocks.
You can't. Okay. So, I'll just do this for you. Okay. You guys all feel like the experiences you've have reached you to a new plateau. Some might say you leveled up. Even.
Yes.
Do I feel a little bit more powerful?
Yep.
Do I gain a little bit more handsome?
Am I more confident running and visiting the beach?
Plus more to charisma.
If you mark down anything concerning that, I might just give you a heart attack, actually.
Oh, I hate that threat of heart attack.
Gets me every time.
Damn. Okay. Yeah, so I'll fix all of your stuff. I'll change your stats. Don't worry.
Alrighty.
I've taken your requests into account. I've bought you the things that you wanted.
Sweet.
And some of the things that you requested, like gnomish stocks, do not exist. And so I could not buy them for you.
Well, hey, I tried, maybe.
They looked like they were going up, too.
Well, what we've got a couple more potions.
Good.
We've got 6 now.
Because we've never needed those.
That's what we need them.
We still have a dead snake.
Yes.
Because we only threw one away.
That's good.
I got a bell, because I wanted a bell. We got a donkey and a cart for our travel.
Good.
Nice.
Good.
And a saddle. Good. A military saddle. A
good.
Fucking good saddle. we have an amazing lock. Like,
yes!
Not just like, a regular, like, an amazing... Calm down, this lock is so good.
Do you reckon it's a combination lock?
Do you have a... key for that lock?
It wouldn't be a combination.
It's for looking. It's for looking.
amazing nature just is how hard it is to pick.
Oh. It's a looking lock, not a using lock.
I was gonna say, do we have no, like, it's... Do we have a key for it?
Yes, you have.
All right, because I'm like, if we just lock something. All right, now what happens?
You wouldn't buy the key without the lock.
We might just buy the key, but
yeah, you don't know. We don't know what we would do, Adam.
We got some shackles. We'll make that choice. We get some shackles just in case. We got a lute so we can play some music and shit.
We could hit people with it.
Also that. Or we could hit people with any of this shit.
That's true.
Alchemist fire, which is just like, it's just like a bomb, like a fire, like napalm,
yes!
Yeah?
Basically, yeah, napalm. No, napalm's
so
a good.
So aggressive.
Yeah, napalm's
sick.
A good thing.
So quickly.
And a disguise.
napalm's a good thing, guys.
Napalm's great. Napalm is so solid.
Napalm, guys? Yeah, no.
Solid.
Just palming, folks.
Napalm's a good analogy.
We get a disguise kit so we can, like, fucking sneak around and shit. And three noble outfits.
Ugh, we're finally going to look better than
we're
potato
gonna look
sacks.
The same way as we feel.
Cool. Yes. And I got improved thieves' tools.
Oh, yeah.
Masterwork.
I got two new spells. I can now animate rope.
All right.
So, cunts, look out. And I can grease a 10-foot area.
Oh, my
so
God.
So just expect every 10-foot area I'm in to be greasy.
I can now evasion. What does evasion mean?
Evasion means, you know that burning hands spell that Wondren did? So what happens is, on reflex saving throws, if you pass it, that means you still take damage. It's only half damage.
All
but
right.
For you, with evasion, you take no damage if you pass it.
All right.
Sick.
Later on, there's actually another thing called improved evasion, which means even if you fail, you take half damage.
All right.
That's awesome. If you are a little...
Your cat has halfling? That.
My cat has that?
Yeah. We still have the cat?
We still have that piece of shit cat.
I do. We've still got the fucking cat.
That was the one thing I didn't have time to change.
Damn it.
Motherfucking Jigglob.
Also, I'd have to...
Jigglob have 71 hit points?
Seven!
Oh.
Actually, wait.
Make it 71.
I was like fucking blown away for a second there. Well, I threw the eraser and it bounced off the microphone. That's some fucking critical hit shit.
It bounced and went further away from me than when it started. Good job, Jackson.
Fucking Jigglum. Yeah, I thought he had 71 hit points for a second.
I wish that he did.
Yeah, he'd be the
that
best.
Would be, I was like, just
we're lacking.
Just yeah, put him on my body so that I never get hurt and he can take the brunt of it. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, so all just of your hit points have gone up, so you'll die less as well.
Yes. Oh, that's good news. Do we want to name our mule?
Yes.
I'm thinking Carmichael.
Okay.
Really?
What are you thinking?
Cart Michael.
Oh my God, yes. Cart Michael, the mule.
I like how the original owner just didn't give it a name, apparently.
Even if he did, we're like, not your name anymore. Cart Michael.
Maybe we got a baby mule and got an age spell and aged it and cared for it and loved it and it all it knew was us.
Maybe, but not.
But no, it didn't
maybe,
happen.
Maybe, but that not. Didn't happen. Instead, you just renamed a mule Cart Michael.
My favorite part about this is how often you guys are like, and I'm like, no, come back to Earth. Come back to fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can summon lightning, but to an extent, you know.
You can summon lightning, but you can't raise a mule, guys.
Don't be weird.
No, but you're right, we can't. I'm too young to be a father. To a mule.
Okay, so we've bought some stuff.
Some stuff, gotten a little bit better.
Right,
where
good.
Are we chuffing on?
Yeah, what's going on now?
So months have passed, like maybe even a year, to be honest. You guys have just been like traveling the country, essentially.
Sitting on the cart, playing that lute poorly.
Some of you hiding, some of you running, some of you just chilling.
For some reason, when I imagine you playing the mule, I imagine you play the...
You ain't playing me, sucker.
You're playing that mule. When you're playing the lute, I was imagining you playing Cotton Eye Joe for the lute version of Cotton Eye Joe. Anyway.
Solid.
Like you wouldn't be.
That's all I ever play.
It's the only song you know.
You guys find yourself in, over time, you've like just changed countries entirely. And you're in a town called...
By accident.
Not by accident. You're in a town called Terria in the nation of Huskra.
Fox Terria?
Terria. Terria.
So we're not on a land.
We are not inside a fox terrier.
No, you're not in a fox terrier.
I wasn't. I just thought maybe we were on a fox terrier. We'd been really small and everything is very white and furry.
That's the big Allie, twist.
Don't be ridiculous.
We are tiny.
In Huskra.
Yeah.
Winter is just starting to like come in proper. You guys are all freaking freezing. It is terrible. It's like not blizzard conditions. It's like more... Just like it's so cold. It's just still and cold.
I knew we should have killed that wolf for its pelt.
I know, man. That's what exactly what I was thinking. Imagine if we had that pelt right now.
We'd be fine.
It's so warm. I'd only need like a little bit of it.
Yeah.
You're a tiny guy.
You'd need the tail.
You could just put the rest of it. Oh, man. Let's go hunt a bear.
Either through poor planning or through just... Straight up idiocy. You guys
poor planning.
You
guys have found yourself in one of the coldest nations in the world at the coldest time in the year.
How much like insulation are there in noblemen's clothes?
Noblemen's clothes are probably like well made. So like even if they're not very well insulated necessarily, they're like
we look good.
No, sorry. Actually, if there's not so much layers, I should say it's more. There's lots of
like it's like tight.
Well, yeah, it's well made, and that quality just adds like, you know, adds to your ability to survive.
Yeah.
It's like fur lined, you know, that sort of stuff.
Oh, lovely.
Except it'd be all damp where we've been walking in the snow and shit. It's rough.
Well, you're just trudging through the city. You've only just arrived. You came here from actually further north.
Is it getting warmer? Like
it's not really getting warmer, but it's no longer like you're out in the frigid wasteland. So there's some, like, you know, there's buildings that are blocking the wind.
Oh, good.
Where do you first head to? You're like in the lower area of town, so it's not so nice here.
Tav?
Ainsley, how much gold do we have left?
Do we have left?
22 gold pieces, 8 silver pieces, and 7 copper.
Let's go to an inn and a stable and stable our donkey.
Yule.
Are you just going to find the first tavern,
right? Michael.
Let's find a nice tavern.
A nice one. I mean, we've got 22.
Well, you don't really
gold.
Know this town. You can, like, well,
there's
not
all of the nicest tavern there is. I want to search for the best tavern.
You want to search the town.
The entire town for the best tavern.
I want to ask a guard where a good tavern is.
I was about to say the streets are pretty well deserted. Even like looking for a guard is going to take you a little bit. You obviously want to search.
You're
going to
find a guard before I find the tavern.
Hang on, wait.
Can I see a tavern?
There's no like swinging sign somewhere that's slightly creaky.
Yeah.
High or low?
Low.
Yeah, no, you can't see. There's like even the buildings nearby look uninhabited. Like the lights aren't on.
Uninhabited? Like really uninhabited?
Uninhabited? Like warehouses?
Own property?
Big, like, not windy, big, like, open warehouses.
That's not what you want.
Probably going to be just as cold.
Mm. Are there any like little houses around?
We're only little
No, you're in, like the poor area. It's like the industrial
slums.
It's the industrial zone, sort of.
Let's at least try and find the nice part of the city.
Yeah.
Okay, search for the nice part. Search for the rich part.
Or guards.
I was about to say.
To direct us.
Okay, Jackson. Yeah. So you are going to spend 4 hours doing nothing because I.
Is this a nice part of town?
Within like an hour, Leo, you find like a guard. He's just trudging through the snow. He's like all hunched up. He's got like a big cloak around him, and he's wearing this fur-lined cap. Mm-hmm. He sees you as well, and he like waves.
I wave him over.
He walks over.
Hi, we're new in town. Is there somewhere we can just...
Shack up
for like a night and feed our...
Just nearby? Donkey.
Yeah. Or at least something that looks nice, like a nice one.
He like points down the road and like gestures right.
All right.
He doesn't say anything else. He just like sort of teaches himself up a bit and keeps going.
Let's go. You are a champion.
He like, you know, meekly waves and keeps going.
I like go back to our cart. Where's Criff Pompom?
Where have I found myself?
You didn't get very far. You're like, you saw them talking. You were like maybe 10 meters away.
Wow, you spent 4 hours literally doing nothing.
You rolled a one, Jackson.
Oh,
you
boy.
Did not do well.
I basically just was like, guys, I'll go find the nice part of town. Got distracted by a shop window. I was like,
no, guys, I'll find the nice part of town. You're going to get off the cart? Nope.
Just if we're passing by it, I'll point it out.
I'll know it when we see it.
I'll know what it looks like.
No, don't worry, guys.
Guys, it's all right. So this is, okay, it's down that
just
way
around
to
the
right.
All right, let's clip-clop our way down.
All right.
The sign out the front of the tavern says that it's the Prancing Pony.
This is the best. Let's go in there.
Yeah, what? It sounds like it could be warm.
I know, ponies make me think of warmth.
I know. And a little bit of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Yes. Hmm? Yes.
Unrelated. No copyright issues here, guys.
Is there anywhere that we can shackle up Cart Michael?
Yeah, there's an undercover area with hitched horses there. There's a fire crackling near them, so they would be warm.
You'll be right, Cart Michael.
Warmer.
Griff, go in there and...
Secure a room,
and also a room for Cart Michael.
All right, I'll
and a room for your donkey.
Well, like a stable slot.
I'll saunter in.
I liked it better when the donkey was walking up the steps with us, being like, "Come on, buddy."
Can donkeys go downstairs?
No, no, that's cows.
We'd lose Cart Michael in the tavern. He's their problem now.
The tavern is completely uninhabited except for the bartender at the bar and two people hunched over near the fire. One of them is wearing a uniform and looks like a member of the town guard. Another one is just some peasant or something like that. They're having a conversation somewhat quietly, but it seems heated.
Good morrow, yon barkeep. I yell.
He looks at you as if you've had a henna dream.
I'm just donning nobleman's clothes. I have begun talking as I imagine a nobleman talks. Would thee find it in one's heart to secure mine and thine a room, and also perhaps a room for our steed, who is outside in the biting cold?
As in, like, an inn room, he says?
Yeah. Yes.
You started off this conversation thinking you had a head wound. You have not done anything to make him believe contrary.
Just two rooms. Just three rooms? Just three of us. One room.
One room.
Yeah.
You can...
We have some gold, not a lot of gold. Yeah.
Calm down.
Look.
One room.
Grimpuff.
Griffpum?
Griff, what is your name?
It's Griffpum Pumgriff. Oh my God.
Griffpum Pumgriff. Look, we spent a lot of money.
Did you come inside as well?
Clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, oh.
We spent a lot of money.
I don't know why
clothes.
I thought you were staying outside, but I just did.
With the mule.
It's cold. But also, remember what happened last time I left him alone with our money?
Like 20 gold for just like a bed in the stable with the mule? Done. That's a great deal.
I don't understand currency. In any world.
The barkeep looks at you and says, what type of room would you like? We've got...
The best you've got, mate. I mean, yon barkeep.
Two gold a night.
Done?
Yes.
Done.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Two gold a night.
Per person.
Yon barkeep. How much to keep the mule outside?
Don't bring it up. You could have just left him there.
What if we just go outside in the morning and the mule is dead?
Why do you agree to things before you find out their prices?
5 silver God a day.
Oh, that's easy. That's done.
All right, cool.
That's pump change.
So
chump change. The barkeep corrects you.
No, I think it's like the change you save up to then buy a pump. Is where the saying comes.
The barkeep, turns to you and says, "Is he with you?"
Look, we've had a long journey, sir.
That's obvious.
It's just
he's been cold touched. He said,
"Been cold touched.
Okay,
touched by the cold. That's a thing, right?"
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it is. The barkeep says,
"She's a princess."
Yes, I am.
And a snake. Apparently.
Are you going to meet anyone who isn't going to think you're fucking idiots? Is that? Can I just ask now?
Never.
Like, you know, it affects how I make NPCs in the future. So, like, It's just like, just a question I wanted to ask.
I can't imagine anyone meeting us and thinking we weren't just the biggest idiots.
I would bluff my way at them, but as you can see by my stat sheet, I don't have bluff at all.
I was going to give you bluff, but then I thought it would be funny to not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it was. And you fucked me.
I got a bluff of one. I'm a nobleman. I lie.
I could roll, but I don't think he's going to believe you regardless. Nods and says, of course you are.
Show us to our room, yon barkeep of this fine establishment.
He, like, reaches underneath the bar, produces three keys, and just, like, on the table. He says, you'll find them upstairs. They're the only three nice rooms we have.
All right.
Shall we get a meal before we chuff upstairs?
And yours is the donkey outside, he says.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I'll make sure it's stabled.
Mm. All right.
He's the one with the military saddle.
We are not in the military.
Exotic military saddle.
He just said no, we're not in the military.
Oh, my God.
Noble military.
Yep, that's us. Mm. Can I get a hot meal before I go to bed?
A hot cocoa.
A meal is included with the
Oh, this is the best news.
That's a great place. I recommend this to all my friends.
The barkeep, like... The barkeep goes to, like, stable your... Okay.
Oh, boy.
The barkeep goes to stable your donkey before he comes back. But, like, as he's going out, he says, I'll get your food ready when I come back.
Oh, thank you.
Jeez.
You're a gem.
I take a seat.
Yep.
Guys, this is
a pleasant time.
This is really nice.
We should go on another adventure because we're poor and we want to keep this standard of living.
I've become used to wealth.
No sooner had you said that.
Oh, what?
So I was going to ask if you've become like any more contact from your family. No.
You overhear the...
Hate mail.
I got a letter and I did get a letter from my father.
If you threaten to come back, they might pay you.
Yeah, well, just a letter which said, dear... sort of wizard and thief, you can keep her. And then that was it.
She's yours. Yeah. Here's 20 gold.
Yeah.
All right. I like to imagine you, like the first ransom note you said came back and it's just, ha, ha, ha.
It's just laughter. Is that bad? No, I think that's pretty terrible. I think that's sad for literally all of us. Oh.
So anyway, you overhear the two men by the fireplace talking. And the farmer, the one who doesn't look like a guard, says just in this sort of strained voice, undead, I tell you. Undead. They're infesting the place.
Well, you fought undead before. I yell.
Yes.
I was like a little afraid that you guys might just like try to pass this up. Thank you, Jackson. Thank you very much.
I go over and just like get right in the middle of their conversation. Like, I pull a stool with a dragging, like, over to between them and I sit down. What are we talking about, though? I mean, scallywags.
I pop my head. Undead, you say?
We've all been there.
Okay. You would not believe the amount of undead we have slaughtered in our adventures.
The farmer turns around to you and he says, you would not believe this. Our entire graveyard, centuries, decades worth of villagers just rose one night. We're infested. I'm one of the sole survivors. My family, we're taking refuge in this town. We need someone to help us. Would you help us?
I was wondering where everyone was. I'll admit, that was puzzling.
It was concerning.
It was very abandoned.
No, we will. I mean, like, right? I will.
Whatever. Sure, why not?
What are we getting? What's the take here?
Yeah. The guardsman leans across.
What's he wearing, Adam?
Yeah. Who, the farmer or the town guard?
Both.
Anybody get a nice coat on?
They're both wearing coats, but they don't look nice.
What's in the tavern? I want to know, Adam, if there's like a decorative like fish mounted on the wall, anything like that, any like tavern shit.
House sigils.
There's maybe like
what's
a,
on the floor? Like
a
nice
moose
rugs?
Head, but that's about it.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it for the moose head.
a lifetime supply of hot cocoa. Mm.
If you can give us like free board for life
and the moose head,
cocoa.
I don't know. She says she was once a noble. I don't know what this is.
She just says stuff sometimes.
If you save my town, I will buy you as many moose heads as you could carry.
Oh my god, that's a lot of moose heads, guys.
That's like four.
Five if you piled them on top.
God, that's a lot of moose heads.
What about
the town guard like nods and says, is that all you're looking for?
Maybe I cashed.
Interject. Apart from this, you can touched by the cold. What are you
Yeah, we heard.
What are you proposing? What's in it for us?
The guard.
Oh my god, Griff Pomp.
The guard looks you dead in the eyes and says, "We don't have the manpower to spare on this. Are you sure you can help us? I don't want to, you know, don't want to contract you if you're not going to help."
No, we could. Whoa, hey. Do we not look like we're competent? You don't answer that.
Maybe don't.
It's best I didn't then.
I'd like to use my grease spell as a show of power.
Yes.
We're like, you think we can't do that? Watch this shit.
You cast the grease spell, but there's no immediate effect. Everyone's like sitting on chairs.
But is the floor greasy?
The floor is greasy, yeah.
Slightly moves just their chair.
It's like, Bomb is going to get up, slip, crack his head, and we're going to be like, oh no.
Because you obviously cast the spell, though, and the guard like sort of gives you like the evil eyes.
Oh no.
We don't appreciate your kind around here.
Do you
half-elves or magic men?
The undead.
Magic men.
Ah, oh, gee.
Do you want the undead?
Look, I'll give you 100 gold.
275.
Okay, 275 then.
275!
I was about to say, gold.
I was about
so
to say 100 each, but okay, 275.
You fucked us!
Damn it, Ainsley!
Damn it, Ainsley! You fucked us.
If you can go and do this for us, plus anything you can take.
Any moose heads. Any moose head we'll want.
Get you as many moose heads as you can carry as well.
Good. What grand. We want.
The undead will probably have meager belongings, and I can't imagine you'll find much among the farmer's possessions.
Probably won't, but you know, if they're bare with stuff, I reckon we've got some. Hey, can we
grave rob?
Can we grave rob? No, I didn't ask you that. Never mind.
The guard just shakes his head. The farmer turns to you and says, "These people, these creatures infesting my city, my village, they're no longer kin of mine, alive or dead. You can take anything they own."
Oh, okay, yes, because we were gonna anyway.
The farmer nods. He knew.
I like to imagine the town guard, like, kind of glancing at the door, like maybe hoping some better options will come in. It's like, yeah, I guess you'll do.
The guard's hoping just a little bit that you guys just get killed.
All right.
Okay. Oh,
so many moves.
We'll have to take that room to go, barkeep.
Barkeep's like fixing your food again behind the thing. Oh no, actually, he for someone else is, but he's behind the bar and he hears you. Wait, what?
For we have a quest upon which we must sup.
Surely you should stay the night, says the guard. Setting Maybe. Out in this kind of weather at night is not a good idea.
We have torches.
Torches aren't going to stop the biting cold.
Okay, he's got a point, but I don't want to back down.
A potion of endure elements, my Jackson. How many of those do you have left?
Or else it looks like we're
we have one left. I down the potion of endure elements.
Are you kidding? Oh my god.
No, chill fat side, succumb to the cold. Like to exhaustion. Like I've had a long night. That was the final bit of energy. Unconscious till morning. I've got it.
For real, you're gonna sleep out in the snow.
I'm gonna hopefully they'll take me to my room.
That's hopefully, because that potion is not gonna last you the night. And when it stops and you're still asleep in the snow, you will die, Jackson.
I can't.
Please come get me.
You will
I made
die.
A mistake.
Griff, I'm only little. I can't lift you.
She can. Ainsley's got me.
The guard and the barkeep come out and pick you up and carry you to your room.
Oh, boy. We rest for the night.
Yep.
Do you feed me, like, chicken or whatever the bartender was cooking?
I think I'm done, guys. I think that's me.
That's me out. Thanks for the time. Okay, we rest. We have a good rest. I'm a little more composed come morning time.
It's a nice room. Like, you paid for the best room there is, and this is definitely it. It's like a not a four-poster bed, but it's like, you know, two sheets on the bed.
Well, that's good.
All right.
And you have a fireplace.
Any bed bugs?
How big are the beds? How heavy are they?
Two-person beds.
You're going to make a double bunk bed?
Maybe. There's only one bed.
Oh.
And the beds are too big to get out the doors.
Are we all... Oh, we're not sleeping
in
the same bed.
Yeah, you're in separate
rooms.
That's
a good idea.
Gonna pinch our bums.
I just feel like Griff shouldn't be left by himself.
Agreed.
I'm just worried now.
Head injuries, guys. Hell in the hard snow. No, I will wake up more composed.
Oh, you only need 4 hours.
It's been frost touched.
Oh, yeah, I don't even sleep.
Trance.
Yeah, I go into a trance. I'm right.
Yeah.
It's fine, guys.
So two trances later and one sleep. Go on.
We'll leave it there. So tune in next time for D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a...
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.